Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
So people are freaking out about this election, and we're here to help. We, at the 10% Happier app, which is available in the Apple App Store or at 10%happier.com, we've posted a whole bunch of free, nonpartisan, guided meditations, and we're posting one of them here in this podcast stream, so you can check it out. And this one's from a Canadian, so he's got no dog in this fight. So there's no reason to be suspicious of this guy at all. He's one of my favorite meditation teachers on earth. His name is Jeff Warren, and here he is.
We're exploring a bunch of different meditations to do in this election season. And one of the themes that is there in a few of them is about this theme of getting space, of getting room around our responses. Using this as a way to get space around what's happening. And for me, this isn't that hard to do, particularly when it comes to what's happening in the States, and that's because I'm Canadian. I live across the border, and Canadians are used to having this sort of observer stance of watching the unusual dramas unfold, the colorful characters of American politics, of American life. It's kind of a habit, a Canadian pastime to watch all this unfold with a combination of fascination and delight and horror and whatever else we have, all the different feelings. So this, I call this meditation Powers of 10, and it comes from this famous short film of the same title by Charles and Ray Eames, the famous American husband and wife design team. And the idea is that the film starts with a scene of this couple having a picnic at a park in Chicago. And then the camera moves out by increments of 10, powers of 10. So every 10 seconds, the camera pans back a larger distance. So first, you know, you see the city, and then you're seeing the whole continent, then the earth, and then you're out at the edge of the galaxy, and it keeps going back. And I really liked this film. I liked we had a book of it at home, and I used to like flip through it when I was a kid. I especially liked the expansion part. It was something that I actually would use. That when my life felt too close and too painful, I would lie in my bed and I would deliberately imagining panning back the camera so I could move into this broader perspective. The idea of getting perspective is a very useful tool, and it's definitely one I've taken with me into adulthood. So here on the verge of the U.S. election, with so much at stake, it can be helpful to remember that while things are very serious, things are also complete and beautiful in and of themselves. And if we pan back the camera far enough, we can get this perspective. So that's what we're going to do. So when you're ready, close your eyes. And we'll start by taking a few deep breaths. As you inhale, stretching up the spine. As you exhale, just relaxing, settling into the body. On the exhale, you can soften the forehead and the eyes and the cheeks and jaw, the shoulders and the throat, the hands. Right here at the very beginning, we find a kind of composure in the posture. We make this commitment to be open, to not get uptight if there are distractions. There's a kind of good-naturedness that we can express just in the way we sit. Beginning to maybe taste a little bit of that right now. So this meditation is about our imaginations. It's about kind of exploring to the edges of where our senses can go as a way to gain perspective. And as always, we're exploring. So you might really like this meditation, or you might think it sucks. See what happens for you. So the first click of the camera, the first power of 10, the first place in which we're paying attention to is the body itself. So just begin to notice your posture, the feeling of your body sitting there, the full warmth of it, the humid fullness of the body. Maybe you're happy, maybe you're calm, maybe you're annoyed, maybe you're neutral, maybe you're completely freaked out about America going down the toilet. Whatever it is, all legitimate feelings. Have all your feelings. Feeling them all, feeling the whole thing, the whole body. The question is, can we get some space? So let's start to. the second click of the camera. I want you to pan back your awareness and notice the whole room you're sitting in. Sense of your body in space, the space around you, the sense of volume in the room. Sounds rising and falling in this big open space. Can you feel space behind you, above you, below you, in front of you? Maybe the radio is playing in the distance, the sound of media pundits yammering away, whole cacophony of human society. And within that, your own thoughts, feelings, sensations, coming and going. Space. And let yourself be light, easygoing. Just sitting in a room, aware of space. Things are doing what they're doing. Okay, good. And so we're ready to pan back the camera to the next click. This one is going to be a little bit more challenging. It involves using more of our active imagination. I want you to imagine moving out so that the whole earth is in front of you. So this movement is almost proprioceptive, kinesthetic. It's like you can feel it in your vestibular system. This kind of falling backwards into space so that now you're aware of the whole planet in front of you. So you may have an image of the planet, like literally be visualizing it, or it might be more just an idea. Either is fine. The concentration part of this meditation comes from trying to hold this perspective, this lush, expanded perspective. The earth. And far below, the distant roar of traffic, of voices, geese honking as they make their way across the sky, all the earth drama. Just trying to feel a sense of space expanding out behind you. Exploring this perspective. But find it pleasurable. Make a decision that this is a pleasurable experience. There's something nice to have this much space around us. And if it's not really working for you, just being easygoing, letting yourself feel space around you, that's fine too. Okay, good. But in true Charles and Ray Eames style, the camera never freezes, continues to move back so that the earth is shrinking and shrinking. And there's a sense of moving backwards, getting ever more cosmic, past solar system, the orbits of the planets. Sun comes into view, panning back. The whole Milky Way galaxy now is in front of us, continuing to move back faster and faster, wider and wider, the angle of our view. Until we come to a place where you can imagine the whole universe is in your awareness, this huge expansion. Planets are less than nothing, ice ages. Pass in the blink of an eye. Black holes eat chunks of time and space. What does it feel like to try to take this perspective? course, it's going to be super abstract for most of us, but that's partly the point. We're finding our widest possible view, the one that permits everything. This is the cosmic view. What does it feel like to hold this view? Just for a few seconds. And when you're ready, we're going to come back into the body. So bring you back before you fly off the edge of infinity or something. Because the election's waiting. And it may be a lot less weird now in comparison with what we just did. But just bringing your attention back into the body, feeling your body sitting there. Noticing the details of your body, just the feeling of the sensations, the full of breath, breathing in, breathing out. Maybe you move your fingers a little bit. Feel the ground beneath you. Breathing up from the ground. Breathing down to the ground, letting it root you, ground you. This appreciative quality as we come back into our body, our homes. All of these different perspectives, these different homes, from the widest, the whole universe, down to the galaxy, the Milky Way, the solar system, and the planet, onto our continent, our country, our neighborhood, and finally, our bodies. Ready to open our eyes and take this expanded perspective into the dramas of the season. Thank you.
Thanks to Jeff. He's the best. And you can see much more of Jeff on Nightline. We brought him to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, which is, of course, a battleground state. And we brought together a bunch of Clinton supporters and Trump supporters, and we had them meditate together with Jeff, and he handled it incredibly well. And it was super interesting. You could see that on Nightline, or maybe that story is what drove you here. Either way, if you want more emergency election stress guided meditations, check out the 10% Happier app. It's available in the App Store on Apple or at 10percenthappier.com.
If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Once upon a beat. Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think, some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me, DJ Fu, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the New Kids and Family Podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts. Once Upon a Beat.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.